I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journal in the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, and welcome back to another daily check-in. If it's your first time that you've come across this podcast, Journaling the Process, welcome. I don't think it's anything as far as an accident or a coincidence. I believe that you're exactly where you need to be and that you're right here at this moment in time to witness and listen what it is that I'm going through as far as my experience, my journey, and just journaling the process. So welcome. For my regulars, you guys know, like I say, time after time, I have mad love for you. Thank you for constantly being consistent on your part to come and show up for your girl. And if you guys aren't already following me on social media, please to make sure to go and do that, right? Go follow your girl, show me some love. And you can actually do so by the following handles. I Am Not My 9-to-5. I Am Not My 9-to-5 via Instagram as well as on Twitter. All right, guys. Thank you so much. So let's dive right in. All right. So normally I do these podcast episodes for the daily check-in, literally the day of. Just to let you guys know as far as what it is that I'm going through, how my day was, and whatnot. I apologize in advance if my voice sounds very hoarsey or has this deep hoarse tone to it, because I'm literally recording this early in the morning at 6 a.m. because I was so exhausted last night that I didn't get to record my daily check-in. And my parents came over, one thing led to the next, and we just chit-chat, catch up, had a conversation, and your girl was tired. So I kind of lost track of time, fell asleep, and I was like, holy shit, I didn't get to record my daily check-in. So much went on yesterday, which I'm definitely going to have to most definitely create a part two of the week of my awakening. So if you guys haven't already listened to that episode, please go back and listen to that, because I'm definitely going to create another follow-up part two to the week of my awakening. Because guys, when I tell you some shit has been going on, like, I'm fully awakened. I don't know how much more awakened I will be getting, but I'm fully awakened, and God has sent a living angel on earth. Now, hold on a second. I know I'm going to be saying a lot right now, but again, if you're on this podcast, you know that I'm a high believer in spirituality and I speak a lot about God. If that's not your jam, if you don't rock with that, that's cool. You know, you can just listen or you can just exit the podcast, do what you need to do. But for those of you that are spiritually awakened or religious or believing God or just rock with spirituality, you guys take a seat. If you're standing up, sit back, just listen. And your girl's been going through a lot of spiritual things over the last week and a half, and God has sent me a living angel in the flesh to confirm a lot of the different intuitive feelings and signs that I've been getting, to confirm that I have this really strong gift, that I need to make use of it. And that's a little bit what I want to talk about this podcast episode as far as this daily check-in, let alone to elaborate on the week of my awakening part two. So I'm definitely going to elaborate on my experience in that upcoming episode. So you guys, please, please, please make sure to look out for that. Put your notifications on, follow your girl on Instagram as well on Twitter, like I mentioned, because that is going to be an episode where I'm going to really dive in and it might give you some goosebumps. Real talk. Like, you know, I keep it 100 all the way on the show, but it even made me a little bit nervous, but I have to surrender to God, the divine, the higher power, because he wants me to do so much with my life that it scares me. But at the end of the day, like, it's not even about me. It's about helping the masses and surrendering to the gift that he anointed me with to be able to do so, if that makes sense. I hope it does. So just to kind of, sorry guys, I have allergies and it's like really kicking in right now, so I apologize in advance if you hear me like sniffling or whatever, okay? But I have to get this message out. It was very important for me to have this literally documented and to share it with you guys, because I feel like things like this, quote unquote, don't happen to regular people. Like, I consider myself like a regular individual. Yes, to the degree where I don't believe that I'm a mediocre person where I have to blend in like everybody else, but I consider myself as the average person, and the experiences that I've been going through over the last week and a half, I don't think it's average experiences, okay? So to focus more on what happened yesterday. So again, this is another daily check-in. This is not like a full-blown podcast episode. It might turn into that with me rambling and just trying to get my key points out, but this is my intention, is to make this as a daily check-in. So yesterday morning, I want to say early morning, I was on my regular like routine to wake up to go to work. I literally was debating if I should go to work or not, just keeping it real with you guys, because I've been having an amazing week at work as far as production numbers, but nothing is converting, and I was a little bit frustrated, let alone burnout too, with just energy, just really, really tired. Like, I've been really in tune to a lot of people's energy, as well as vibration, which has also been confirmed that I have an empath capability. So for those of you that don't know what an empath is, I started to do a little bit of research on it, and it's basically, long story short, someone that can literally pick up energy from other people. Like, if someone's feeling very frustrated or upset, I tend to feel that energy. If someone feels very antsy or anticipating something, or is on edge or uneasy or extremely happy, like all these different emotions and feelings, I can literally tap into certain people's emotions and their energy wave, which is what they refer to as an empath. So over the last, I want to say, a few weeks, I've been noticing that sometimes I get really a heavy pain in my chest, like heaviness. Sometimes too, when I'm at work and I'm around certain individuals, just like my spirit, my energy just can't take certain people. I don't know anybody personally. I don't know them directly. We don't hang out, but there's just certain people that I just literally can walk past them or just make eye contact them with very quickly. And like my energy towards them is very like strong or like happy. Like, it's just a constant up and down thing. So, it becomes draining, you know, and in the beginning, I'm just like, am I super tired? Am I not sleeping enough? Which has somewhat to do with it, but it's more of like a super exhausted body at my core. Like, I'm just so tired. And after doing research based on an old colleague that I've encountered, now what, 7 years later, like, God would send you people when you need them or right on time, because I've been asking for clarity on identifying what it is that he wants me to do and what type of gift is it that I was blessed with that I need to enhance, and give me the tools as clear as day to acknowledge it and be able to move it in action and move forward with it. And that's exactly what he did this past coming week. So so moving back again, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but yesterday I woke up in the morning, you know, the thing is, like, when I woke up in somewhat of a lucid type of state. Like, I was kind of dreaming, but aware that I was awake, but still kind of dreaming. And I had this, like, dream slash, wait for it, vision. Yeah. So, dream slash vision. Now, I didn't know that what I've been experiencing is considered as a vision until someone confirmed it for me. But I had a vision. So if you guys want to get the details of that, again, of how I was able to identify that I foresee certain things. I know it sounds a little crazy, but it's not. But follow your girl, continue to listen. I literally had a quick vision. So the way it operates with me, and I get it, it's like it happens a lot when I'm on my commute in the morning, where my mind is very quiet, you know, I'm like in a more rest state, and I'm taking the train, and I can literally close my eyes. Let's just say, I don't know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, so it's 6 a.m. right on the dot, 6:00, right? And I would close my eyes, and images just start playing out. It's almost like a movie on fast forward. And by the time I open my eyes and I could look at my clock or my phone, it's only 6:01. But the way it played so quickly in my mind, it was almost like a full dream just occurred. And I was told that that's called visions. Now, in the beginning, I didn't know what it was. I knew it was something kind of strange that was happening, but I wasn't really able to identify in words what it was called. I even brought it up to my mom too, that has that spiritual gift and capability, but she is a dreamer. She dreams a lot of things to the T, where she can foresee it happening before it does, more to the context of premonitions. For me, when I was 18 years old and pregnant with my first child, she literally dreamed weeks ahead of time that I was pregnant. I was just like, no, I'm not. Like, I was denying it up and down. And a few weeks later, I ended up finding out that I was pregnant and my mom dreamt it. So just to kind of give you guys some kind of understanding, like, it seems like this gift is in my family, on my mom's side. And one of my other sisters, she has some degree of this as well. But I feel like me personally, like, I've only now been able to tap into it because of the different books that I'm reading and really trying to connect with myself and understanding who my true self is and knowing more and more and more that there's more required of me in this lifetime. And I've always felt like I was here, I'm here, but like I don't belong here in the sense of doing what I'm currently doing at this task. Like, I'm not fulfilling my true destiny, if that makes any sense, you know? So it's crazy, guys. But I woke up in that lucid state and I was just having this dream where I saw this blue. It's more of like a light blue. So it's not like a navy blue or an indigo blue. I'm not even sure the type of blue to call it, but it's more of like a light blue Jeep. So like the brand itself, the Jeep brand, J-E-E-P. I saw this Jeep brand in a parking lot. And for me, if the parking lot felt like a shopping center, a shopping mall, like a strip mall type of parking lot, but the Jeep was very vivid in my mind. And it was just very quick, like instant. Like I said, I want to say it's more of a vision rather than a dream. But I just saw like the blue Jeep in the parking lot and that's it. Like the rest was kind of gray. Like I didn't remember the rest. I'm like, I woke up very strange. You know, I was just like, thank you, God, you know, for waking me up on the wake up list. It's something that I like to say every single morning if I'm consciously aware of it, which I should be. So I'm trying to get in the habit of doing so. But I'm like, thank you, God, for waking me up on the wake up list. And I continue with my routine in the morning of getting ready to go to work now, right? So fast forward a little bit now, I'm at work, you know, the day's going by, I'm not doing that well as far as like getting the production or hitting commission, so I'm a little bit frustrated. And actually, prior to that, on my commute to work earlier in the morning, I forgot that part, so it's very important for me to talk about that. But I was listening to a podcast. So on my commute to work, I like to listen to podcasts, different podcasts, as well as read books and things like that in the morning, especially because it's really quiet on the bus as far as my commute. And I was listening once again to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast by Tatum, which I love. Like, on a spiritual level, she's the one person that I really rock with, that I listen to on a consistent basis. And like, her message just speaks to me in so many different ways. And I was just scrolling through my phone like I normally do, and I saw that she had this episode that she just recently dropped that was called Doer Part 2. And I remember seeing that she had Doer Part 1. So automatically it just drew my attention. So I started listening to it. Keep in mind, this is still in the morning on my way to work during my commute. But I didn't get quite to finish it as yet, right? So it was my intention to finish it later on in the afternoon on my way back home during that commute from work to home. So anyway, now fast forward again back to work. Sorry guys, I know I'm all over the place, but just follow me here. So I'm now at work, not really having the best day as far as hitting commission. And I had walked with my Bible in my bag that day. So I don't walk with my Bible every single day, but I do on certain occasions just because I feel like I'm extra protected. Or sometimes I just like to read the word when I just have this impulse to do so. So I like to make sure I at least have the Bible available if I need to, because I feel that even though I have the Bible app on my phone, it's not always something that when I read I connect to, because it's more modernized, right? So I like to have the physical New Testament copy with me. Anyhow, I literally just finished my lunch and I open the Bible. Now, regularly, okay, I would open the Bible and turn to like Psalm 27, Psalm 3, Psalm 5, but I just opened the Bible and randomly this, like, guys, you can't mix this shit up, okay? Like, this is real and clear as day and night, okay? So follow me now. So I opened the Bible and the page that I stumbled upon, first of all, the number page itself was number 234, okay? Now, you guys know I'm a believer in angel numbers. I'm starting to do a little bit more research on numerology, and all week I've been seeing the number 234, 234, 234, all right? So my eyes catch this page in the Bible. I've never read this page before, but I was drawn to this page to stop. Fine, okay, cool. So the page number, again, is 234, and the chapter that I was drawn to is Romans 12, chapter 12, okay? So Romans 12:12 is what I was drawn to. So Romans 12, chapter 12, okay? So I started reading it, and I was just connecting with everything that it was saying, especially when it came to the part about your gift, that we all have this gift. I'm just summarizing what I've read as much as I can remember, but what I took from it is that we all have this gift that God has given to us, and we kind of need to walk in that gift, okay? And as I'm reading this whole chapter of Romans 12, verse 12, so I literally read from 12 to 13, I finished that whole little section, and I was like, wow, I'm like, God, this was right on time, this is exactly what I needed. Okay, keep in mind, all these other things were happening throughout the week. Like, again, I'm going to talk about it in another episode, the week of my awakening. Again, I know I keep talking about this, but you guys, please listen to that episode when I do drop it. It's going to be like juicy, full of a lot of shit, and you don't want to miss out. But yeah, I just read it. I felt so good, guys. I felt like that was a confirmation that I needed as far as you need to walk more into your gift. Like, just surrender is the key word, is to surrender to that gift and not be scared of it. Because deep down, part of me, I'm just like, I'm getting so spiritually enhanced or aware and alert slash awakened that I'm kind of scared as to what degree this is going to play out. So I just have to know at this moment that I have to trust in God, and whatever is happening and how it's playing out, that I need to be obedient to it, and that it's only coming from a place of good, period. So I read that chapter, right? Lunch is finished. It's coming down to the time now where I have to go home. Like, I'm almost finished my shift. So I'm getting organized, putting my stuff away, whatnot. And now I'm actually leaving work. So I check my phone and I see that my husband basically sent me a text, and he was just like, call me. And I was like, okay. So I called him and he was just like, I just finished work. I had dropped a friend of mine close to the metro. So just let me know when you're on your way, because rather than you taking the bus to commute back home, I'll just pick you up. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, it saves me time of being in traffic and all that crazy stuff. So I was excited. So anyhow, now, like, I'm actually on the train now. I grab my phone. I'm starting to listen back to the rest of the Bless and Boss podcast. Jesus, I can't say it clear. But yes, I started to finish the remaining of the podcast for Bless and Bossed Up, Doers Part 2. So I'm listening. And then Tatum gets into this part where she starts talking about... I'm just replaying it, guys, as it happened, and it's so overwhelming. Tatum basically starts talking about Romans chapter 12 in her podcast. So she basically started reading Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 6 is what she kind of fast forward to. Which is that section that really caught my attention. Guys, did you just catch what I said? Like, okay, let me just pause for a minute. So, earlier this afternoon, I was frustrated. I was at work. And on my break, I pulled out my Bible, landed on the page 234. And it happened to be Romans 12:12. Now, I'm on my commute back home from work, finishing the podcast from Blessed and Bossed Up, Doers Part 2. And towards the ending of the podcast, Tatum talks about the actual same chapter that I read earlier this afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, I'm sorry. Like, what? Guys, that moment, I literally felt sick to my stomach. That moment, I literally felt weak, and I was like, what is happening? God, like, what is happening? And that right there was everything that I needed to confirm my gift. That moment was everything that I needed to confirm my gift, and to show you even more how God works. He wanted to be like, I want to really get your attention now. Okay, there's more that was added to that played out shortly after, guys. Like, my life, how it's been playing out, like, I cannot make this shit up. This is as real as it gets. This is as clear as day. Like, you can't make this shit up. So I literally stopped the podcast. I had to, because I was standing holding on in the metro, in the train. And I was just having all these thoughts. I'm like, wow, God. Like, you show up strong. And you showed up strong this time to really get my attention. And I was like, thank you. I get it. Like, I need to be a vessel, a mouthpiece to speak to you guys and literally showcase and tell you and speak about my journey of what I'm going through. So I can help. I don't know who it is that I need to speak to, but I know I need to speak my journey for whoever it is that needs this to be either fully awakened or to follow their true passion and their calling, and not to be fearful or scared or confused by it. You know who I'm talking to. You know who you are. And I'm telling you, I was scared too. I'm still scared. But I've had no choice but to surrender to it. I have no choice. I have to be obedient. And that message right there was loud and clear, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm like crying. I didn't want to cry, but because things like this don't just happen to me, and I'm so blessed that it did. So yeah, let me get myself together a bit. I'm so sorry, guys. Let me get myself together a bit and finish this off. But yeah, I'm on the metro, the train, and I'm at my stop now, and all these thoughts are just pondering my mind, just playing out my whole week. And I'm just like, I get it now. Like, everything is starting to make sense, everything is starting to connect. I'm just like, I have to tell my husband what the hell has been happening over the last week, let alone what just occurred. And I'm just trying to like figure out how I'm gonna tell him this, because he's not that spiritually in tuned or a strong believer in spirit and like things happening coincidentally, which I don't believe is coincidence. But he's always like listening to what I have to say, and I give him that much, because I'm not here to pass on my beliefs or my experience or how I believe or interpret certain things on anyone else. But I am here to share it with whoever is willing to listen or can relate and connect to it. So my husband's always having an open ear to listen to my experience. But at this point, like, it was so overwhelming, and to the common person it might sound like, okay, what the hell is happening? Like, are you kind of losing your mind? Like, you're really going like overboard now. And yeah, so I was a little bit hesitant on what to say, but I'm just like, I have to speak my truth. I just have to like lay it all out as it's been happening, playing out. So as I'm like having these thoughts of how I'm going to explain it to him, I'm literally coming out the train now and I'm going through the metro. And guys, as I'm coming upstairs now to like literally go outside the metro, to get outside to walk towards where my husband was, because he did tell me that he was in the parking lot, that he was waiting for me. Keep listening now, okay? So I got out. And I wasn't fully out of the metro. I was still in the metro, but I'm on my way out to go through the doors, right, to go outside. And I kind of like look up and glance out the windows, and I'm seeing his work truck, because he came to pick me up in his work truck. So there was no need for me to call him and to find out where exactly he was, because I saw where he was. So I automatically like just start walking towards the exit door. And as I push open the door, guess what I see? Some of you probably already know if you're following me in the story. I saw the blue Jeep that I saw in my vision early yesterday morning. Guys, I literally opened the door and saw the blue Jeep right in front of me in a parking lot. Just like I dreamt. I basically dreamt or had a vision, whatever it is that you want to call it, but I'm interpreting it as a vision now that I understand what a vision is. I had a vision of my husband picking me up. Remember I told you in the morning the vision was blue Jeep parking lot, but it felt like a shopping mall, strip mall? It was a blue Jeep in a parking lot of the metro station where my husband was picking me up. And my mom always said, your dreams don't walk straight. But in this case, this vision is not exactly how I saw it, but very close to the T enough for me to understand and interpret it. I was so in shock after that second blow that I had to take a picture of the blue Jeep, and I still have it on my phone. I had to. I'm like, this is like God speaking to me loud, like there's nothing else that was needed to happen. After that moment that I had that podcast awakening, and that me, after that moment that I realized that me falling upon Romans that afternoon and Tatum speaking about it in her podcast, there was no coincidence in that. Like, I was already convinced that the gift I have is mine and I need to execute and walk in that gift as well. But just because God is who he is, he had to sprinkle a little bit of sauce on it. And he basically said, no, I just want to show you that if you have any ounce of doubt, any doubt at all, that this is what I'm trying to show you, that you have no need to have any more doubt. And boom, walked through the doors. It was like an aha moment. I saw the blue Jeep inside the parking lot, and that was it. I snapped the picture, I had to. And I continued walking towards my husband, and I got into the truck and I told my husband, I'm like, listen, I know this is gonna sound really crazy, I know this is gonna sound kind of freaky, but I've been going through X, Y, and Z over the last week and a half, and I want to share this with you, and I just want you to have an open mind. And that's what he did. He just sat there and he listened to me talk about my experience. He just listened to me talk about my day, and his silence was more of a silence of understanding. And I just felt good, guys. I just felt really, really, really good at the end. So I say this to say that I no longer believe in coincidences. I no longer believe in things are just happening for no reason. I'm a full believer that God will put you in place. God will put you in line and make you do things and make you stand out and enhance your gift when your time is right. I feel like I'm in the season of development, and I had to literally identify my gift on my own by myself, which is what he wanted me to do, and that was his intention. But he did send this angel on earth, this girl that I happened to meet at work, not by coincidence. This is someone that I used to work with 7 years ago. 7 years ago, this girl was in my life, and she reappeared, and she has the same capable spiritual abilities to make sense of what I'm going through and to help me identify the gifts that I have. This is not all coincidence. This is my journey. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're not already following me on Instagram, like I said, please, please, please make sure to do so. Using the handle I am not my 9 to 5, please make sure to share this episode with someone else. Screenshot it, post it on your Instagram stories. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, guys. Like, I'm going in deep. As these things happen, as these things play out, I'm going to be sharing it with you as much as possible. Thanks again. Love you guys. Bye.